March 27th at 6 p.m. at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church in Alexandria, 4210 South MacArthur Drive.
Another sponsor of KAYT KQJO.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Deal, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Christian One. Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., empowered by the Word of God Bible class. Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., Sunday school. Worship service, 11 a.m. until. If you care to come and worship with us, please call us at 318-627-2992. Or you can email us at pbvcoc58 at yahoo.com. Visit our website at vcoc1.org. God bless you. Now let us go to a powerful word from the Lord in Jesus' name.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I'm always excited about what God is doing in the spiritual realm and the ministry in the kingdom of God. I tell you, God is so good to us, and it's a blessing. It is a blessing to know, amen, praise the Lord, that you have a spiritual relationship with God. You know, last weekend we had revival, and as you know, God, he just do what he do. We were able to receive such an engrafted word that changed people's lives. You know, people were baptized in the Holy Ghost. Now, some of us don't believe the Bible. You know, you go to services, but you don't believe the scripture. But those of you who know what I'm talking about, amen, praise God, and understand God's word, amen, praise God, you know, you receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Man, it is a blessing to receive God's Spirit. So I tell you, God is still working miracles. There were several that was filled with the Holy Ghost. What was so exciting about it, even more, that we had an 80-year-old woman received the gift of the baptism of the milestone. Amen. Praise God. And the other milestone, we had an opportunity some months ago to baptize an 89-year-old lady. Amen. Praise God. And also a 56-year-old man, and this revival. Some kids were restored with the gift of the Holy Ghost. So we're just excited about what God is doing in the service. Today, though, I want to invite you to our Bible class tonight. It will begin at 6 p.m. Amen. We will start prayer, and then at 6:30, we start Bible class. If you desire to attend the engrafted word Bible teaching, amen, the word that would change your life as it did these people's lives, amen, praise the Lord. We are that 1015 Main Street in Colfax, Louisiana, to help walk you through the pages of God's word, that you would get an understanding of where you need to shift your life in order to have a relationship with God. And, you know, God says, my people perish from a lack of knowledge. And also in the Old Testament, he talks about in Jeremiah how the priest was famished because they were after their own doings and not allowing themselves to be used by God to minister to God's word, God's people, minister God's word to God's people. I like, amen, ministering and teaching the word of God in the whole. Amen. our lives. Today, I want to run through some scriptures or go through some scriptures today out of the book of Jeremiah. I want to talk to you today, amen, from the fourth chapter. We're going to read the first, second, third, and fourth verse, and then we'll elaborate into other verses that will tie into what we're saying here today. Amen. There are sisters, or sisters, yeah, I would say sisters, that people allow themselves, amen, not systems, but sisters, amen, which allow people, amen, or people's spirits allow themselves to rely on other than God. So God said to Israel, Jeremiah 4, he says, if thou return, O Israel, said the Lord, return unto me, and if thou will put away these abominations out of my sight, it shall thou not remove. In other words, God says, I will not remove you. Amen. I would have a relationship with you, but there are some things in your life that you need to remove. Then he says in verse number 2, it says that, and thou shalt spare the Lord and live, and thou shalt endure the righteousness, and the nation shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. So God said there's a glory that's missing because you don't have this relationship with me. And I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that anything on the outside of God's word, amen, praise the Lord, is not a glory. It is a condemnation. And I want you to get that. And I wouldn't be quick to say, if I was you, well, you're judging me. Well, it's a judgment. And I want you to understand that it doesn't glorify God when your spirit is tied up into abominable things, abomination, things that God is not pleased with. And then the Lord says, for thou saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up the fallow ground and sow not among thorns. In other words, God is saying, you are spending your time, amen, serving things, or you have attached your spirit to things that is abomination. And you're spending your time, amen, praise the Lord, sowing into things that has no spiritual value. And so I want to just elaborate from these particular four verses. And verse number 4, it says, circumcise yourself to the Lord and take away the foreskin of your heart to the Lord. We know that take away the rest out of your heart to life. So whatever in your heart, if you hadn't been circumcised, and we'll talk about that, if you hadn't been baptized with the Holy Ghost, by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, by the baptism of the Spirit of God, if you had been circumcised, changed, amen, your heart has been operated on by God, amen, you're going to continue, amen, praise God, in committing abomination in things that are not pleasing to God. God is calling not only for Israel, but he's calling for you Gentiles, amen, praise the Lord, to get it right because you have a moment, a season, amen, praise the Lord, before that which the Gentiles shall be cut off. Amen, praise God. There's only a stumbling block, a blinding of the honest. Now, God is giving you an opportunity to get on board. Now, I want to deal with, amen, praise God, I want to deal with verse number, amen, six numbers. But I also want to deal with what God says, break up. the fallow ground. That is so powerful in verse number 3. And I was, you know, wondering, God, what are you talking about? And God said there are sisters, and these sisters are considered as tanks. It meant storages where people would, Israel would use to put like water in to hold water. But those particular tanks, I would use the update word for it, those particular tanks would have holes in it. They were not lasting. They were not what you would call reliable places to store water. Amen. Because in that water, there would be pestilence and different diseases and things would get into it and would defile them. And it's the same thing when we allow ourselves to be attached to abominable things. Amen. The system of this world, the tradition, amen, the rituals, the religious acts, amen, everything that is against serving God, everything that doesn't recognize God, it is a hole in our lives that need to be healed. Anytime you don't acknowledge God or walk with God or recognize that God is the creator, that would never be, amen, praise the Lord, in the restoration in your life. So the word father ground, amen, it refers to land. That's right, land that has been plotted, but not, amen, left. It has been left unseeded. Amen. In other words, the ground, amen, has been broken up. For example, many of us, we go to church, then we go to Bible class, we go to worship service, we hear the word preach, amen, the word teach, but we never allow the seed, that word, amen, of God that we're hearing to penetrate our hearts, to change our desires, amen, to circumcise our hearts, amen. We never allow the ground to be broken up so that the seed of God, that word, that woman here, amen, instead of receiving the word, we reject it because now that word is coming directly to us to get us, amen, to be enlightened in what God needs us to do, but we say we're not ready. For instance, I remember, for example, when I got saved, I never forget walking into the chapel in the military, and amen, in my maybe about 3,000-4,000 people, amen, that were in the service, and I walked in and I sat down and I was attentively listening, but I wanted a change. I wanted God to do something, not knowing that that day I would be in ministry to hear God speak directly to me, speak directly to the vulnerable things that my heart was tied up in. Amen, praise God, because the preacher was preaching directly to me. Many people in the temple, but that word was for me. And I'm saying, God, this man don't know anything about me. How can he just speak to me like that? That's me he talking to. I've been doing that kind of stuff. And that's when God was pointing. That's when God in that overhaul in my life. And I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that there's a time that you walk into the temple. There's a time you walk, amen, praise the Lord, into your services. And Lord, preacher, and the teacher, service talking directly to you. And you know the things that they're saying. Amen, praise the Lord, that you are involved in them. It's not that somebody done told you, but God has spoken, speaking to you directly through that vessel that he has anointed to sow his word in your heart. We need to learn how to receive what God is saying if we're going to be saved. We got to come up to that word. So that word, break up. The word is broken. Break out. The word of God can be sown in many of our hearts. Amen. Praise God. It is planted in us. The word that is planted, amen, for spiritual change. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes it's not accepted because we have pride. And we know that conviction, when conviction comes, amen, no man wants to be convicted. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I tell you, if you want to be saved, you have to allow God's word to convict you and say, God, amen, I'm not angry at the man. I'm not angry, but you're talking to me, and I accept this change so that I can have a circumcised heart. You know, I was looking at the word of God, and God said, what is happening here in Jeremiah 2 and 13 is when my people are committed to evil. Every time you reject that word and says, I don't like the way this man preaching because somebody done told him my business. Every time you reject the fountain of living water. Only the word of God can move and break up this solid ground that you have. If your life is full of abomination, backslider, I'm definitely talking to you. You know you're on the edge. You know your life is not like it needs to be with God. Send a man that says, I can't stop it. Your life needs to be in a repentant stage to where you say, God, take away these desires. Amen. Praise God. You have to receive this word. You know, when you're witnessing or you're telling people about God, people get upset. And they put all kind of little sisters in front of them, all kind of little sisters in front of them. I'm in a hurry. Tear you off, but they're in a hurry to dismiss what you're saying. It's not the person that is saying it. We got to realize that God sent men to you, my brothers and sisters, to pull you out the fire. So when they come preaching or teaching or ministering to you, they are being sent by God to get your life right with him. And I'm just so glad to know today, amen, praise the Lord, that God sends his word. Amen, praise the Lord, I'm telling us. And I'm Jeremiah 29, it says, God says, Jeremiah says to the people, he says, God says, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh up the rock in pieces? What God is saying, my word will remove every stronghold. Every stronghold in your life. My word will remove it if you allow that word to be remove every stronghold. Now here's the deal. The deal is there's a weapon. There's a weapon of warfare on your soul. The enemy, the devil, Satan, that old serpent. He does not want you to get rid of the abominable things so that you can have the light in the life of God's word, that it will remove the darkness off in your heart so that God can circumcise your heart, take away that old stony heart, that old lying and conniving heart, that old evil, the more evil thoughts, those old bitter ways, praise God. God's word will remove that. So Paul knew that, and when he wrote to the Corinthians church, amen, praise God, in 2 Corinthians, I believe it's 10 and 4, he said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. See, you have to have a spiritual move in your life. You have to have a mighty move of God. You have to be under the Ecobosa. You have to be under the Ecobosa, under the preaching of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, so that the Holy Ghost can destroy these things that causing you not amen, praise the Lord, to receive and grasp the word of God to bring you eternal life. He says, the weapons of our warfare, amen, are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down. See, there are things that need to be pulled down of strongholds. Amen, praise the Lord. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing it into captivity. Amen. To every thought. Amen. To the obedience of Christ. And this is what we need to be as a people. As a people that say, I love God. Obedient to God's word. Amen. Lining up with God's word. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God is calling for us to circumcise our heart. That means, amen, praise the Lord, to be filled with the Holy Ghost. That means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That means to be filled with the Spirit of God. That means to be born again. And I'm telling you, my friend, if I was you and you don't have this salvation, amen, praise the Lord, I want to tell you, you don't want to be the one that's in the second resurrection. The Bible says, blessed and holy is he who have part in the first resurrection, for the second has no power. Amen. Praise God. So I want you to ask God. God is calling us to a second power to change our way, to keep our folks again, to heart and bodies. Amen. Praise God. He wants us to take out the abominable things. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is covering our lives. Amen. And receive the engrafted word of God, which gives us eternal life. That's what God's will is for us. So when you go to church, when you go to Bible study, when you hear the preacher preaching and teaching, please do not reject what is being saved for your soul. This is the way Paul put it in 1 Thessalonians, amen, 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3. He said, for this cause also, Paul tells us, for this cause also, we thank God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men. See, that's another blockage that the enemy have put in front of a lot of people, minds, and their eyesight. Oh, that man saying this. No. This is God talking to you. I don't know who I'm helping today, but this is God talking to you. He's telling you what you need to do to get closer to him, but he has to tell you through this vessel. He's telling you, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord, that you need to get your heart right with him. Yo, so when you receive that word, it's not for man, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually also works in you that believe. So God's word needs to be able to be effectively working in you. Just going to the building doesn't save you, but activating your spiritual faith in what you're hearing. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed to the word of God. So when you take heed to the word of God and you allow the word to change you, amen, praise the Lord, the Bible says, amen, praise the Lord, not only do you become a new creature, amen, but you learn how now to not present your body to abominable things, because Paul says, in Romans 12, when you receive the Spirit, the engrafted word, when you receive your conversion, your baptism, your new birth, Paul says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Then he comes back and he says in verse number 2, and be not conformed to this world. Those old abominable ways, those old ways, those old things that you used to do, he says, amen, but be ye renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you may prove what is in the spirit of your mind, perfect will, that God is. He has given you something. He has, and when he gives you the Holy Ghost, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive spiritual circumcision of your heart. He takes away the stony heart, and he gives you a new heart and a new spirit. Amen. God performs spiritual circumcision upon your heart when he fills you with the Holy Ghost. I want you to know, you got to be filled with the Holy Ghost to be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anything outside of that is abomination. You can't get in no other way unless you're born of the water and of the Spirit. So, amen. Praise the Lord. I want to share this with you. Amen. Before I close this, I want to share this with you in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 15th chapter. I was looking at that word this morning. Amen. In the 15th verse. The Lord said, Jeremiah said, O Lord, thou knowest, remember me and visit me. See, he says, Lord, remember me and visit me. You know me. You know me. But he says in the verse number 15, 16, he said, thy word was found, and I did eat them. See, you got to eat this word. You got to receive it. Because when God comes to you, he comes to you to speak to you to change your life. He in Jeremiah said, the word was found, and I did eat it. Eat them. And thy word unto me the joy of righteousness in my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord of hosts. He says, I know now, since I received this word, I have been called by your name. My life is changed. I have to present myself a different way now. I can no longer walk the way that I used to walk, because I walk according to the course of the prince of the air, according to the children, amen, or the spirit that worketh in the children now of disobedience. Everything that I've done up to this moment until you changed me was abomination. But now you cleansed me, you have cast, but I speak in the sea of God. Anything I did last night, because now you filled me with your spirit, and I have a new life. Now, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, ladies and gentlemen, it says, now, if any man be in Christ, baptized into the body of Christ, he is a new creature. That's a new creation. He says, old things, get this in your mind, those old habits, those old desires, those old things that kept you from receiving the word of God, those old things that kept you indulging in abominations, which was not pleasing to God, have passed away, and now all things have become new. God bless you. Until next time, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. And you call me friend.
If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341,
Colfax, Louisiana. 71.